a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Judiciary Committee of the Senate will come to order. I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bradford, Hunhoff,
here.
Kirkaby,
here.
Monroe,
here.
Valley,
here.
Sigalka,
here.
Teason,
here.
Six present.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. This is the organizational meeting of the Judiciary Committee. We will not be here long this morning. Go through some of the protocols for our meetings, our schedule, talk a little bit about what things we have coming up, and I think we're out of here. So to start with, for the time being at least, we're going to start at 8 o'clock. But we're going to start promptly at 8 o'clock. So, you know, rather than saying 7:45 and then starting at 8, we're actually going to say 8 and then start at 8 o'clock. Now, if we get backlogged and things change, that's subject to change. But for the moment, we'll have an 8 o'clock start. We will, as we have in the past, we'll recess occasionally. And when we recess for 9 minutes, then we reconvene in 9 minutes. So. We'll just try to keep ourselves on schedule. We should be prepared. There's good news and bad news. And the good news is that, as those of you, and you've all been on the committee, some for a long time, in this committee, the goal of this committee is to give every bill a full and fair hearing. And I hope that we've established that reputation. If we haven't, I hope we do. And if we have, I hope we continue it, because I hope to hear every bill and listen to every witness and give them a fair chance to tell their story. Doesn't mean that people get to talk forever, but I really dislike the point where you say, you know, we're out of time, we're just down to me too's. And make people that have come a long ways not have a chance to tell us what they think is important for us to hear. As you know, this committee hears some pretty controversial and emotional subjects, and people come to this committee, they've got a story to tell, and I think we have some obligation to persevere and listen to the story. So we will make every effort to give every bill a full and fair hearing. The good news is that this committee will never have a pre-meeting to make any predetermined outcomes for any particular bill. So you'll never be called into a quiet corner to decide how we're going to decide something. You won't have to worry about any of those kinds of meetings. The bad news is that because of the way we run the meetings, sometimes we may have to meet extra. And we did that last year. We had some over lunch hour meetings. I think we even had once or twice, maybe even met in the afternoon. And we'll try to avoid that to the extent that we can, but when it's necessary, we'll do it, especially when we get involved in something, again, where we've got people here, and I dislike sending them home without here and there issues. So if necessary, we will try to schedule in some times to continue hearings as they are necessary. I'm going to make every effort to put our schedule ahead of time. Again, largely because of people coming from the outside, jerk around our lobbyist companions in the audience who are here most every day anyway, but folks that drive from Sioux Falls and Rapid City and Aberdeen and whatever should have a chance more than 24 hours notice to jump in their car and come here to testify about something. So the point is that if you have a bill, or if you are interested in a bill, you have a constituent that has a bill, and you want to know when it's going to be heard, get a hold of me, talk to Rena. I work with her on a daily basis, as she knows, and we keep we have a schedule put together. It doesn't mean that can't change, circumstances change, that can change. But if you have a bill that you'd like to be heard on the 12th of February, come and see me about it, and we'll do what we can to get that scheduled. So I like to get things scheduled in advance. As long as we're on that subject, the schedule for our future meetings, and unfortunately, I'm just violating what I just said because I'm not sure what we're going to do on Tuesday because I have a meeting right after this meeting with the President Pro Tem to talk about some bills that were sent to this committee by the Attorney General, but may or may not be assigned to this committee by the President Pro Tem. So I don't quite know yet. Right now, we have the domestic violence package, which is, what, five or six bills that has been assigned here. And we have a half a dozen advice and consents, which we can really, you know, work in most any time. And then from there on, we're kind of waiting to see what we have put together. The domestic violence package is tentatively scheduled for a week from Tuesday, January 28th. So if you have folks that are interested in those, the package that came from the domestic violence summer study, we are scheduled tentatively to hear those, all of those bills on the 28th of January. So again, as for Tuesday, watch for an email, watch the calendar. Senator Hunhoff made a good suggestion of something that I had overlooked, and that is that we get an overview on SB 70 and the Criminal Justice Initiative and how that's going, and obviously that has impacts on things that we deal with in judiciary. I had overlooked that because I'm on the Oversight Committee and I've been getting some updates, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't. Everybody really deserves an update on how that's going. It has implications. So we might very well have a session to, have somebody come and give us a Mr. Seward or Mr. Sadezan or a combination of them, tell us about basics of how that's been working out. So stand by as far as a schedule for next Tuesday, but a week from Tuesday we're looking at the domestic violence summer study package. Couple things on communications. One of the things that bugs me is people that are busy on their communications devices, reading, answering emails, texting, whatever, while we have witnesses testifying. So I would discourage that. I'm probably beyond my power to prohibit that from happening, but I would discourage us doing that and instead pay attention to the witnesses that are in front of us. I would, however, say that communication, electronic communication between members is prohibited. You may not be emailing back and forth across the...
During committee
meeting, yes. These are open meetings, and for me that's kind of an open meeting problem when we have private communications between members during the meeting. So, you know, don't be sending your partner a message that says, be sure you vote yes on this or whatever. I guess you can go whisper in their ear, but you can't be sending messages back and forth. Regarding testimony, in this committee, remote testimony is highly discouraged and will not be taken unless previously authorized. If you have a witness that wants to testify remotely, don't count on it. And be sure you check in ahead of time. I can tell you up front, it's unlikely. Maybe special circumstances. I won't slam the door completely, but I'm not much of a fan of remote testimony. So there'd have to be some very special circumstance, and I would expect it to be cleared in advance if that's going to be the case. And just as a reminder, we talked to mention this beforehand to a couple of people, is that the chair reserves the right to require sworn testimony. That is permitted by our rules to swear in witnesses that testify in front of legislative committees. And I just remind you of that on the off chance that we should have a day when we have two people come to the podium and tell us two completely different stories, one of which is obviously a lie, in which case we may pause and swear them in and have them tell their stories again, and whichever one is lying is perjuring themselves. I don't have any particular reason to think that's going to happen, but But I've been on this committee for about 5 years, and there's been a couple of times my old police background comes out, and I want to stand up and scream, "You're lying!" And so just as a reminder to everybody, the chair reserves the right to swear in witnesses and take sworn testimony, in which case liars would be committing perjury. It probably would be an interesting circumstance, and again, I don't anticipate, we're not certainly not going to do it routinely, but it's an option that the chair reserves for circumstances that demand it. I mentioned in previous years that I'm not a big fan of a procedural game playing on the committee. Again, and not something that I can probably as chair entirely prevent, but I am not a huge fan of motions and substitute motions and second substitute motions. I'll tell you this, that everybody will get a chance to speak on an issue if they wish to before we vote on something. And, you know, I guess my preference would be that, you know, if you've counted noses and you think you're one or two out of seven, you're going to be on the bottom side of it, no need for me anyway to have a motion and then a substitute motion to override that. You certainly will have a chance to speak in opposition before the vote's taken. Again, not something that as chair I can necessarily absolutely prevent, but I'm not a big fan of it. I would prefer to just take our votes, and I'll make sure everybody gets to speak to it. We will again this year, we'll shake up the voting order a little bit. Again, just because we'll start out, the vice chair and the chair will vote last, but we'll vote alphabetically forward the first half and alphabetically backward the second half, just because. All right, that's my list, I think, of whatevers. Any questions, comments, or further information from committee members? No, you go ahead. If you got a comment, this is, get it out there.
Chairman, thank you.
Go ahead.
What do you really think?
Thank you. Any further comment? All right. I just want to give a moment to our lobbyists in the room. Give you an opportunity to identify yourself and remind us who it is that you're representing. Might be good for us. Maybe some of you have new clients, but be good for us to know who it is that you'll be speaking for so that we have questions ahead of time, we know who to contact. So open it up to the audience to make quick introductions.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Our membership consists not only of, quote, public defenders, but there's also private attorneys that may practice both in the civil as well as criminal realm, myself included. So welcome to Peer.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Tellinghusen on behalf of the South Dakota Trial Lawyers Association. Our organization consists of both plaintiffs and defense attorneys in both the civil and criminal defense bar. We have government attorneys that are part of our membership. And the principal focus of our organization is to preserve the jury system and to weigh in, if you will, on laws that we believe affect the rights of individuals in South Dakota that in terms of their legal rights in the court system. Be happy to answer any questions that you may have as you come across legislation that is presented to you. We don't have any specific legislation on behalf of the trial lawyers this year. I suspect, as in years past, there will be bills that it will be introduced that we will take an interest in and probably weigh in with testimony. But with that, Mr. Chairman, be happy to answer any questions that the committee may have as session progresses. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Carrie Gonzer, and I represent the South Dakota States Attorneys Association. I'll be working with Paul Bashan this session, and we're here to represent the state's attorneys from all of our counties. We do have a few pieces of legislation, hopefully nothing too contentious, but if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to either me or Paul. So welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Tom Barnett. I represent the State Bar. It's my only client. South Dakota is an integrated bar, which by law means all lawyers must belong. And while you have various lobbyists that have talked about their members, and many of them lawyers, I represent them all. There are some issues that come before the legislature that we don't take a position on, where our members are deeply divided. Once in a while, this committee may entertain what's called tort reform, and generally speaking, the state bar doesn't involved in those unless it approaches the point where it's going to interfere with the constitutional right of our citizens to seek a jury trial. And if it interferes with the court's ability to do its job or the ability of the jury to do its job, that triggers our involvement. For this session, I'm pleased to announce that a topic that this committee has heard for many, many years, the State Bar is bringing a shared parenting bill. We heard for many years that some of our neighbors have it, particularly Iowa, and so we spent the last year studying both the Iowa legislation and the court's decisions, and modeled after Iowa, we are going to bring a shared parenting bill that we hope is going to bring everybody to the table, maybe we can jointly move forward on it. The only other bill that we're going to bring, I'm going to start that one in the Senate too, by the way. The only other bill that I'm bringing is one that you didn't hear last year, and that's the Uniform Law on Transfer on Death Deed bill. And that went through the House, and we discovered there were some drafting issues, and so we killed it literally in front of this committee without talking about the merits. We went back and redrafted that. It is a lawyer's bill. It's complicated, and I know there aren't any lawyers here, but other than Ruben, of course. But it'll get a full hearing on the House side, and then I'll come around individually to talk with you and answer any questions. It's complicated, but the goal is pretty simple, and I think Senator Kirkaby, there was a letter to the editor in the Rapid City Journal that encouraged the legislature to take a look at that. And so we're going to be bringing it this year. Those are the only two bills that I'm bringing. Obviously, I'll be around to look at other legislation that might be dropped in the hopper. Anytime, anywhere, if you have any questions, I don't get into partisan issues, but if you have a legal question, I'll be happy to answer those questions, whether we have a dog in that fight or not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Greg Satizon. I'm the State Court Administrator, and I represent the Unified Judicial System and the Chief Justice during the legislative session, and we'll be happy to provide. We only have one Chief Justice bill this year, but as you know, we usually watch a number of bills and do our best to provide information on how we think those bills would impact the court system. And I'm certainly available whenever you have any questions about anything involving the judiciary. Thank you.
Thank you. Would note that since last session, Greg has a new title, right?
Congratulations. Now the court administrator.
Anyone else? All right. So stand by for an email, hopefully by later today or tomorrow for sure on Tuesday. I'm thinking that maybe we can have some sort of a briefing on Tuesday and not do bills, but that can change depending on what discussion I have with the pro tem as to what kind of load we're going to have. So stand by on that. Sure. Let's have our interns and pages introduce themselves as well. Go ahead. We'll start with Paige.
Just stand up.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk loud.
I'm Joseph Schuler. I'm a senior here at NPEER. Is that all you need?
I think that'll work. Thank you, Joseph.
Social Security
number.
What
are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Bang.
Hello, I am Megan Platts. I am a junior at SDSU. I grew up in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, and I'm double majoring in poli science and communications, and hopefully going to get a law degree.
Good morning. My name is Mano Shuking. I'm an intern with the Senate Democrats this legislative session. I go to Norna State University, and I'm a junior there majoring in history. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
So will you be attending this committee regularly or intermittently?
Yes.
Regularly? Okay. Good. Thank you. Hi. You'll be a non-voting member, Senator Bradford. Any other business for the committee? Seeing none, Senator Bradford, do you have a motion to adjourn?
I do.
Seconded by?
Second.
Senator Valley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.
Meeting.